Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Another storm is forecast to move into the interior. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Metzger says, like the system that dropped heavy snow across the region Sunday into Monday, the Thursday-Friday storm is tracking east from the Bering Sea and will again impact a wide area.
Across all of northern Alaska, so, you know, north and south of Fairbanks, you know, up to the, you know, even up to the Arctic coast.
Metzger says snowfall amounts will vary regionally.
Between 4 and 6 inches of snow for Fairbanks itself, with higher amounts in the Alaska range.
Metzger notes that Bering Sea storms are normal for this time of year until sea ice forms. A woman was struck and killed by a car along the Alaska Highway near Delta Junction. Alaska State Troopers report that 43-year-old Jennifer Weeks of Delta was hit near Alcan Milepost 1401, about 15 miles south of Delta, around 7:30 yesterday morning. Troopers say Weeks is believed to have been walking on the highway in dark, snowy conditions, and that the driver who hit her reported being unable to stop quickly enough. Troopers say there was a buildup of snow on the road shoulder and there were no visible footprints. Troopers add that the driver, who is cooperating with the investigation, reported traveling slower than the posted speed limit due to snow and diminished visibility. The driver and a passenger in his car were not injured in the accident. Drugs or alcohol do not appear to be a factor. Emergency equipment at Delta Junction's volunteer fire department's been vandalized. An Alaska State Trooper dispatch says they responded to a fire department building November 4th after receiving a report of a break-in. They say firefighting equipment was discovered damaged, including vehicles with broken windows. It's unclear when the break-in and vandalism occurred, and troopers ask anyone with information to contact them. Fine particulate-removing technology will be tested in North Pole. The Swiss-made electrostatic precipitator is being installed this week on a wood stove pipe at North Pole veterinarian Gene Olson's clinic.
Looks like an upside-down lightning rod probe that you put in your stack, runs off some electricity, and it creates this current in your stack to cause the particles to precipitate out so that you decrease your emissions.
Also, a member of the local group Citizens for Clean Air credits North Star Borough Assembly member Lance Roberts for drawing attention to the technology with an ordinance aimed at getting it approved for local use. She says she contacted Swiss manufacturer Okio, which agreed to send her the $2,000 Okio tube, a device widely used to limit emissions from wood stoves in Europe.
I don't know that they were aware of our problem, but when I contacted them, and I actually got the contact number from Lance Roberts after he had introduced his ordinance, and I thought, well, I don't know anything about these tubes, but I'll be an open-minded scientist and not say, well, these just don't work. If we haven't tested them, we should look into them.
Olson says a factory representative from Okio is coming to town to help install the device. She says he will testify about it at a Borough Air Pollution Control Commission meeting tonight and give a presentation on it at Raven Landing in Fairbanks tomorrow night. The Trump administration has appointed a new Northwest Regional Director for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. Alaska Public Media reports that Jeffrey McMorris of Issaquah, Washington, began his new job yesterday. McMorris, who has been chief of staff for a King County councilwoman, is now the top executive in Region 10 covering Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. McMorris is the brother of Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington. She was widely reported to be a frontrunner for Interior Secretary until President Trump picked Ryan Zinke instead. HUD administers grants to state, local, and tribal governments, as well as public housing authorities. I'm Dan Bross.